the insulation is going to be very stark. And there's either end of the Lear Gallery, the two end walls have very large photographic blow-ups. The introductory wall, which actually has the title of the show, is a montage of photographs John took in the 60s and 70s, including, interestingly enough, the famous Altamont Speedway concert in 1969, where the Rolling Stones hired the Hells Angels to be security, which ended in tragedy, to Dr. King's funeral in 1968. But he montages images together to create, in some sense, a cinematographic panel, which is an introductory panel kind of showing the start of his career. At the other end of the gallery, there's a very large single image, which is an image of a man in Pritchard, Alabama, who was unfairly accused of rape and was incarcerated in jail for 5 years until he was found innocent. And it's a picture that John took looking at his face, looking out of actually literally the prison cell that he was in. And the idea with that photograph is really that this man is looking back into the gallery. We're presenting the man full scale and the prison door full scale, 100%. The actual size of the jail cell. And these two very strong images dealing with civil rights in the 60s and early 70s. And then the rest of the photographs, the small prints that are on the wall, are all more recent and really reveal a range of emotions and approaches to photography. There's emotional charge in these photographs, and so much photography now is more clinical or more conceptual. John is really after feeling and kind of an emotional realism where you could connect with the person portrayed in the photograph. And he shows a great sensitivity towards his subjects, a real personal connection to them.